Grieving properly is very, very important when you're trying to recover, and you need to recover from the loss of a loved one. But not everybody can do it effectively, and there's a number of abnormal grief responses that you've earmarked. One of them is chronic. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, let me say that Dr. William Warden, who was professor at Harvard University for 25 years and director of the Harvard Bereavement Research Project, has identified four areas that he considers pathological grief. These four areas are very much accepted by most psychiatrists and psychologists. And the one you've mentioned, the chronic grief response, Warden talks about there's usually a linking object. There's something that links the griever to the past, something that links the griever to the person who has died. And the focus becomes on that link, and it really kind of keeps this person alive in the mind of the griever, and therefore whatever grief manifestations they are, they're pretty much fresh every day. In fact, he even says that a person experiences fresh grief day after day after day, and this can go on for many, many months. There's no lessening of intensity and frequency of grief behavior. And like I said, it usually is because there's some linking object. I've seen the linking objects be an apartment house, a car. Certainly there's clothes in the closet that links the person to the loved one who has died. And there's just no moving forward on the part of the griever. They just kind of stay there with fresh grief day after day.
Is it up to you as a therapist to determine when you recognize chronic grief to find out what that linking object is? Are you able to do it?
Yes. Without question. And I think it's challenging for both the counselee and the counselor, but it needs to be done, and it has to be done without any pressure. I usually say it's a goal. It's a goal that you will realize when the time is right and when you are ready. Let's just take a shirt that the husband wore and the wife keeps it in the closet because every day she starts her day by looking at that shirt and maybe smelling that shirt, and then she has grief all day over him not being here there. I encourage her to eventually realize that the shirt needs to be removed from the closet. And I do it very delicately, and I don't want to pressure her, and it's got to be in her time. She should not ask someone else to come in and take the shirt. She should do it herself. And it's kind of interesting because sometimes I'll even suggest just box the shirt up and put it in another room. And many times that's all I have to say. It's easier for them to do it.